Nau mai, Wairuatapu, Haere mai ki kone.
Morena, it's Karen and Elijah here. We are the Leagued Pastors of Unite.
And we, not just us, but all of us, desire to grow as apprentices of Jesus according to the Bible by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Devoted to God in Jesus with one another.
Showing the world the love of God. Yay. We're back!
Hey-o! And we're dressed the same. Yay!
Hey-o!
Did you miss us?
I missed us, Karen. I hope you all got some kind of rest and break over the past month and a half. Yeah. It was so good to be together with those of you who could make family camp.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Great.
Really, really good. We enjoyed time. We enjoyed time with both sides of the family, as well as reading a bunch of good books. And a family that reads together stays together. I wrote that in here, but it was funny.
Anyway. He also wrote LOL in brackets.
Mm-hmm. Over the summer break, I was thinking often of you guys,
nice.
Those who apprentice under Jesus as a part of this Unite community. And as I brought you to God in prayer, I began to think about the values that hold us together as Unite, one of the many communities that are a part of the body of Christ. And I spent time attempting to give some clarity and weight to the values we share within the themes of the biblical narrative. So they wouldn't just be words that we say in a video, they wouldn't just be words that we list somewhere on a website, but maybe something we can engage with and they can be like a compass as we journey together forward. Obviously, the Holy Spirit guides us, but these can help give us words to interact with one another as we follow Jesus. And so the purpose, I guess I already did say the purpose, but the purpose of shared values is to help center us as a community in the story of Jesus. I hope these values become the prayer of our hearts this year, that they help us follow Jesus together, step by step and day by day, because that is what it is all about. That they refocus us, and we all need to be refocused often, on the person of Jesus and our part in the story God is telling in Whakatū, Nelson, Aotearoa and the nations. These values are under the headings Good, Lord, Spirit, Love, Mission, All. Good, Lord, Spirit, Love, Mission, All.
Wow.
And there will be a test after this video. Okay, here they are. Shared values. Good. Would we rest in the goodness of our Father? And I've got questions that go along that can help us engage into the space. Where do we see God's goodness in our lives, families, and neighborhood churches right now? Lord, would we trust in Jesus as Lord? And the question with this one is, what is Jesus asking us to surrender and trust Him with? Spirit, would the Holy Spirit form us and guide us as we journey on? So as we pray, where do we sense the Holy Spirit forming us and guiding us? Love. Would we practice Christ love in community? How are we laying down our lives, for one another?
Great.
Mission. Would we partner with God in His mission of reconciliation? And we can simply ask, how am I led to reveal the love of Jesus to someone today? In the place that I'm called to today. And all, above all else and in all things, would we know that we are truly and wholly loved by God. So these values guide our oversight decisions, our shepherd's leadership, our apprenticeship, rhythms, practices and community spaces. Well, they hope to. I'm not sure if they do fully, but it's okay. I pray and hope that we can use them to help us follow Jesus together, continuing our long obedience in the same direction, remembering that we are beloved of God, secure in His love for us, and longing for others to know His love personally and in a life-changing way as well.
That's great. So I'm going to take us down the Bible, not that your wasn't biblical, but just from the verses that we've been reading the last week.
Specifically.
Yes, and there is a lot going on as we take a wee journey with Peter in Acts, and there are a few things that he does that I'd like to highlight or pinpoint.
Karen goes there, just allow yourself to sit in the wrestle and the tension between that we feel between the joy of seeing God do these incredible things and the tension with the life that we live as well. Allow yourself to sit in that paradox.
Yeah, great. Again and again, Peter recognized the importance of sensing where God is leading and heading in that direction. instead of trying to persuade God to go his, Peter's, direction. There's a bit of a wrestle with Peter and with God, but ultimately he knows who God is. This is a powerful thing to remember. Especially as we start the year, a good question to ask God is, where are you going? Or what are you doing? If we're in step with the Spirit of God in regular communication with him, this should be something we're asking, not just at the start of the year, but all the time. Personally, I don't want to be doing anything that is out of his realm of activity. If he's not in it, I don't want it. In Acts 9, Peter is at a house with a man who has been paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Peter says to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you." Peter clearly identified who healed. Jesus the Christ. Peter was only his instrument. Jesus healed with the power of Jesus, but Peter did not heal with the power of Peter. Peter relied solely on the power of Jesus. This is a beautiful example of the partnership between us humans and the God of all creation. When we allow him to lead us to go where he's going, he'll invite us to speak, to heal, to call, to encourage, to lift up in his name. I'm not sure we can even comprehend what it means to do things in his name, but if it draws people to himself, I'm on board.
Me too.
Which leads me to thinking about our gatherings. When we spend time in worship and in the word together, something pretty profound happens. Mm-hmm. We draw on him. We focus our attention on him. And because we're in the same room and doing those things together, he tends to use us to speak to others, to give insight, a fresh perspective, an encouragement, a testimony, all in his name. Mm. Not the power of Karen or Elijah, but the power of Jesus.
Yeah.
Pretty special that we can practice that week in, week out.
Yeah.
And it'll be pretty amazing this year if we craved these moments, carved out these moments, carved out time for these moments, looked forward to these moments, and let God lead these moments. And as a neighborhood church, where is God going with you guys? Where is he collectively taking you? And what's your part in that?
Because although there's great freedom in being saved and ultimately the greatest purpose and meaning of all, there's a cost as well.
Yeah.
And we don't want to forget the cost, because the cost helps us realize the worth of following Jesus.
Yeah, great.
So here we go. As the Spirit of God leads us, which is our belief, let's consider these questions together. Go for it.
Tahi. How have I seen the goodness of God in my life, over this past week?
And we know that not all things are good. Life is not always good, but God is. And so we get to hold that tension. We can be honest about what's not good and see God's goodness in it as well.
Yeah.
So we recognize that.
Yeah.
Rua. Where am I led to repentance and worship as I read the scripture? Where am I bringing my reality under his microscope and saying, hey, God, what's your reality here?
Nice. He's in my prescott.
I know. I was just trying to move through it.
Toru, where do we sense God's leadership for us individually and as a community?
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. If you want to partner with us financially in the work we're doing as a community, want to get in contact with us, got any questions, or are interested in neighborhood church rhythms, these simple but profound rhythms, you can contact us via unitechurch.org.nz.
This video is available in podcast form anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And just a reminder, we'll be doing all-ins on the last Sunday of every month in place of our neighborhood church gatherings. The next one will be 26th of February from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Unite Hall. It will involve some singing, prayer, some sharing, and eating kai together.
Nice.
Awesome. So to finish, as a benediction, I want to pray this over you. May we rest in the goodness of our Father. May we trust in Jesus as our Lord. May the Holy Spirit form us and guide us as we journey on. May we practice Christ's love in community. May we partner with God in his mission of reconciliation. And above all else, and in all things, may we know that we are truly and wholly loved by God.
Amazing. We're praying for you in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Aroha nui, unite whānau.
See ya.